On the shelf in my studio in Bloomsbury are four postcards of paintings that I love. The Blue Rigi, Sunrise, by J.M.W. Turner. Stonehenge, a watercolour by John Constable. Self-Portrait by Rembrandt, dated 1658. And The Convalescent by Gwen John. Just one look at this reproduction of Gwen John's painting and my breathing becomes easier. The whole composition is a symphony in grey. She must have mixed the colours on her palette first. Payne's grey, Prussian blue, Naples yellow, yellow ochre, brown ochre, rose madder, flake white. Then all the other colours would be dipped in this combination so that every form is united in grey. The dark blue of the girl's dress, the thrush egg blue of the cushion behind her back and the tablecloth, the rose pink of the cup and saucer echoing the delicate pink of her fingernails and lips, the teapot like a shiny chestnut. The wall behind her is flecked with mustard-coloured dots placed randomly and precisely, as marks in nature always are, like the speckles on an egg. The painting is as fragile and robust as an egg. The structure of the composition holds everything in place. This delicate painting will endure. Gwen John instructs the model to loosen her hair and part it in the middle. She wants the model to resemble her. Before Gwen starts the painting, she positions herself in the wicker chair and tells her model that she must sit in exactly the same pose. Gwen lowers her eyes and holds a small piece of paper in her hands. She is completely still, and her stillness pervades the space around her. The room becomes silent. The model now copies Gwen. She looks down at her hands, and she doesn't look up until she has heard that Gwen approves.